Judith McQuarrie and Rodney Dial are the apparent winners of two open Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly seats. The unofficial results put McQuarrie at the top with 958 votes. Dial isn't too far behind, though, with 903. The next highest vote-getter in that five-person race was Sue Pickerell, followed by David Timmerman and Keith Smith. McQuarrie, a newcomer to political office, says she wants to be a positive voice for the whole community of Ketchikan.
I have been very disturbed by the people inside the city of Ketchikan who feel disenfranchised from the actions of the Borough Assembly. And I hope that people will trust that they can talk to me and that I will represent their views for the whole borough.
Dial, also new to elected office, says he's honored and humbled to be chosen for the assembly. He says his focus will be on keeping the cost of living down for individual citizens wherever possible.
I see a lot of people that really are forgotten citizens that are living on fixed incomes, many of them paycheck to paycheck. And I feel until this point, really no one represented them. And so starting tomorrow, I hope to represent those folks that, you know, are struggling in this community and that we really need to watch our expenses so that they can continue to live here.
For Ketchikan School Board, voters chose to keep incumbent Trevor Shaw by a wide margin. He had the most votes with 1,292. Kim Hodney is the apparent winner of the second open school board seat with 931 votes. Conan Steele was the third candidate on the ballot for school board and ended the night in third place with 685 votes. Kevin Johnson ran a write-in campaign and received 549 votes, according to the unofficial results. Shaw says he's ecstatic to be re-elected to the board another 3 years.
I kind of ran on my record and what I've been able to accomplish and the relationships that I've been able to establish. And it's just been a really humbling experience. I've learned a lot, and so that's what I took to the voters and said, hey, this is what I'd like to do for the next 3 years, to continue to advance the best interests of the board, and it feels really good to kind of get a mandate to do that.
Hodney says he likes to think the voters responded to his message of maintaining the quality of the schools and pushing forward on capital improvement projects.
Even in lieu of the fiscal storm that we're all afraid of on the horizon, we still need to move on the infrastructure. There's a few things that need to be done.
For Ketchikan City Council, two incumbents were running for re-election and got it. Judy Zenge had the most votes with 765. Julie Isom received 672. Isom says she's happy to be re-elected and to get started on the city's annual budget process, which is set to begin very soon.
This sounds really silly, but I'm excited to jump right into the budget. Last year it was all new, and it was kind of scary jumping into a huge document like that. This year I know what I'm getting into, and I know where to look, and I know where, especially that I want to look, that maybe we can make some modifications, in my opinion.
Zenge, who has a bad cold, says she's grateful to voters for keeping her on the council. When asked what she thought voters responded to in her campaign message, she said,
just that, you know, I'll continue to work hard and that I'm not afraid to ask tough questions, and I believe in representing all the people in the city.
Spencer Strasburg was the third candidate and was unsuccessful in this, his second bid for Ketchikan City Council. However, he indicated as he left election headquarters at City Hall that he would consider applying to be appointed to KJ Harris's now vacant seat. Harris has resigned from the council due to health. The tobacco tax would charge $2 per pack of cigarettes, or 50% of the wholesale price of other tobacco products. It passed, according to unofficial results, but by too narrow of a margin to call it. The yes votes totaled 1,158 and no votes totaled 1,115. The five-year extension of the borough's half-percent school project sales tax, however, passed by a wide margin, 1,491 to 774. The canvas board still needs to count more than 500 absentee and question ballots. Once those results are counted, election results still need to be certified by the Ketchikan City Council and Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly before they become official. Overall turnout on Election Day was 27%. The Saxman North Tongass 2 and Ketchikan 2 precincts had the best turnout with 31% each. The lowest turnout was at Ketchikan No. 1, which saw only 20% of its registered voters. With help from Maria Dudzak, I'm Layla Carey, reporting in Ketchikan.